from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Boy, oh boy, nothing wakes up the old text hive like a mistaken wide receiver name, you dumbass.
Chris Olave, damn it.
You're right, Chris Olave. I'm sorry.
Michael Thomas isn't even in the league, man. Post come on.
June 1 cut. What do you want me to do? I made a mistake.
Come on. Nothing. I love it. The second you say something like that that's wrong, just immediately.
Fantasy football has changed all of this. Everybody knows like 3-4 wide receivers every team because they're always looking to pick up guys on the wire there. My point still stands. Those other teams, not hearing a rebuttal to them. Not every team has a solid number one wideout.
The Daily Ticker, as always, is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. We got something cool with Pelican we'll tell you about here at the back end of the Daily Ticker. Let's continue on in the dirty polls. We go to number 19, down to South Carolina. It's Clemson, an interesting team with a coach who has won multiple national championships that is widely discussed across the country. What are the thoughts about Clemson? David Hood joining us now at MDavidHood on Twitter, senior writer at TigerNet.com. David, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time all the way out here in Portland. I start with these. We're doing a preview of college football with 25 different teams, and I came up with the rankings. I have Clemson at number 19, and I start with disrespectful, fair, too low, too high. How do you feel about Clemson? I got them at 19.
Well, first of all, let me say I'm thrilled to be on in Portland, one of my favorite cities. Hey. One of the best bars at Fools and Horses. Love that place. Love coming out there. So
yes.
Thrilled to be on in Portland this morning.
Look at you buttering us up, man. I love it.
For Clemson, I look at this team, and my thought was in the AP poll, 13-17 was probably the right swing zone for them. You have them at 19. Can't argue with that. I think they came in at 14 with the AP poll. It's a team that is talented, but has a lot to prove. So, anywhere 13-20, I think is very fair. And we'll find out a lot about them in 18 days.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions, and there's Dabo questions to be had. They ended their season on a bit of a high. I don't know how many people are paying attention to them at that point, but they ended the season on a little bit of a high. I'm curious, pressure-wise, people might be going to Dabo. I don't think that's realistic. How big is it for Garrett Riley this year, the offensive coordinator for Clemson? Because that offense at times has looked very questionable at best. What's the pressure cooker for Garrett Riley?
I think the pressure's been turned up. It's been an offense that's been bad for, and bad meaning for Clemson bad, in the 40s mm-hmm. and 50s nationally for 3 years. And that simply isn't good enough the way that the program recruits. And he came in last year. Everybody thought Cade Klubnik getting his first year as a starter. Garrett Riley is going to bring in that high-powered TCU-type offense, and it looked looked the same. And then there were turnovers that were absolutely catastrophic, crushing turnovers against Miami and NC State, Florida State. You go, man, is it going to get any better? So, yeah, big year for him. And one of the defensive players the other day told me, though, that Garrett has opened his bag and things have been different in practice. And again, you know, 18 days, we get to see how different it is.
It's interesting, David, because I'm just reading your bio on Twitter. So you've been covering Clemson for a long time. So you've seen different iterations of this Clemson program and obviously the rise and what's happened over the last, you know, 10, 12 years under Dabo Swinney. How challenging is that? I'm curious, because he's a coach who has multiple national championships, which Kirby Smart's the only other one that I believe that can claim that. There's only like three active coaches who have even won a title. He's got multiple. But then when you set your expectations so high because you're so good, when they slip, the criticism comes. And I imagine there's a lot of discourse about transfer portal and is the program slipping? Are we still I mean, just how do you shake that out as somebody who's been around and covering this program for a long time and seen the pre-Dabo, the rise to the titles, and now this kind of settling in and trying to get back to the top?
Yeah, you know, I actually did an exercise last night with some of the guys on our team and saying, you know, I've seen what elite looks like. I've seen it up close. If you look at that 2016 national championship team, if you look at 2018, 2019, won a national championship, one lost to LSU. You know, that's what elite looks like. And I go, so how does this roster compare to what those rosters look like? And to me, this roster is a lot better than 2021. It's a lot better than 2022. And it's getting back to that 2016, 2018, 19 level, but not quite there yet. You know, I think they've still got to recruit a little bit better along the offensive line. I think they've got to find a quarterback, you know, somewhere in the, you know, in the recruiting cycle that's going to be a difference maker. And a running back that, you know, how do you replace a Travis Etienne? You know, somebody like that, that's kind of some of those positions where they're just off a tick. And one of my friends says it perfectly. He'll say, David, we're good. We just ain't real good, to put it in a Southern way, right?
All right.
I love to say it like he says it. And so that's kind of where, you know, I slot Clemson right now. Getting back, good, just maybe not that Georgia elite again.
So kind of a two-parter for you then, because defensively, top 10 unit in a lot of ways, so pretty happy, I think, on that side of the ball. What Riley and Klubnik will be is a big question mark. Where do you think that they stack up right now going into the ACC? Miami's getting a little bit of buzz with Mario going into his third season. Florida State, you can make an argument, Jordan Travis getting hurt, all that. You win a conference, you go undefeated. I still think you have an argument to be made. You should have been in a top four playoff, but they didn't. And so, like, where do they stack up within their own conference? And also, how much of the ACC, Florida State, Clemson legal mumbo jumbo is kind of looming over them and what their future is conference wise with team affiliation?
Well, you know, first of all, yes, that you know, conference realignment, expansion, leaving is something that I have to deal with every day. It kind of looms over everything. But you know, once football season starts, I think that's going to kind of be put in the rearview mirror a little bit. And when you look at the conference, I picked Florida State first because they won it last year. They've earned it. But, you know, if they had given me the option, I would have put Florida State 1 and Clemson 1A. Still not sold on Miami. I know, man, they've got a great young quarterback coming in. I think they've got, an older quarterback in Miami, a young quarterback coming in that's, you know, from your part of the world. Mm-hmm. He's going to make a difference. He's really a good player. I'm just not sold on Miami at all of the skill positions and on the line of scrimmage. Are they as good as Clemson and Florida State? I think there's some other teams. Hey, you know, maybe SMU, new to the league, can make a run up there. You can never kind of discount Mack Brown in North Carolina. But I do think this is a Clemson and Florida State year again. I think these two teams are going to battle it out. It's interesting, of course, Florida State has DJ Uiagalelei, who was at Clemson, came out to Oregon State, now back in this part of the world. It's going to be fun, and these teams battle it out, you know, fairly early in the season down in Tallahassee.
It's, you know, a lot of noise and chatter about Dabo not taking transfers, and to your point, how do you get back to being real good and not just being good? So I'll close with this, David. What is a successful season? We had a conversation earlier about programs who might find their way into the college football playoff that over the last handful of years have been so close and in an expanded field would have been in. 10-2, probably good enough to get you there. What's a successful year look like for Dabo Swinney this season?
Yeah, I think they need to make the playoff. With it expanded to 12, as good as a roster as this is, you know, I think that they need to win the ACC. But if you can, you know, maybe make an ACC championship game, lose it close, still make a playoff, that is a successful season. I think if you kind of get below that, then you're probably looking at three losses. Then you might be looking at four losses. And as talented as they are, as much money that is put in the program, that's not a win. That's not what everybody wants. And you know, the transfer portal questions will loom even larger at that point.
David, sorry, but I got one more follow up to that. If they don't make the ACC title game, does the seat warm for Dabo going into the next year, or is it scorching hot for Dabo into the next year? I just help us like understand where that is for Dabo, given what he's done for the program.
You know, I have a great relationship with the athletic director, Graham Neff, and it's something that we've kind of discussed online, offline, at different times. And a guy that's won a couple titles, you kind of give him some leeway to do it his way. But I think at that point, rather than a seat being warm, I think that that's where then the serious conversations have to begin. You know, can you force your head coach to adapt? Can you say, hey, you've got to go out and find somebody in the portal? And if he doesn't, then the seat gets a little bit warm.
Interesting. Great stuff. David Hood, at M. David Hood on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Senior writer, TigerNet.com. Big fan of Portland, Oregon.
He wasn't just good.
He was real good.
He was real good.
He was real good. Next time you're in Portland, hit us up, David. Thanks for the time all the way out here, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You go.
We got to get that drop, Swag. I need you to pull that during
real
the break.
Good needs to be a drop.
There's good, and then there's real good.
Real good.
And I love that accent.
I don't know if Clemson is real good, and it's because their coach is doing the one thing in that industry that you cannot do, and that is you have to. Lanning talks about this all the time, yeah. And I think he's hitting the nail on the head of one of the biggest strengths as a coach you have to have is adapt to the surroundings. I don't get to control the calendar. I don't get to control NIL. I don't get to control transfer portal.
Sure.
But this is the world that we all have to operate in, and if I don't capitalize on it, somebody's doing it better than me, somebody's finding an advantage. Locking yourself out from a way to improve your roster when you've seen Florida State climb to the number one team in the ACC largely through the transfer portal, he's refusing to do it. And I thought that was a good follow-up question at the end of, if they don't get there, you got two titles. I doubt that he gets fired, but there needs to be a sit down of like, dude, this or that. Like, you're either doing it or you're not. Like, we got to figure something out.
My kind of takeaway is he actually might be in real trouble if they don't make at least the ACC title game. And look, he set those his own expectations by himself.
Yeah.
You're not going to dabble in the portal, you know, no pun intended there, Dabo. I can't take you seriously. And he'll get a chance to prove everybody wrong this year if they win the ACC and they're a top seed in the playoff.
Keep doing it your way, buddy.
He gets the last laugh, and we'll give him the flowers, but it's hard to take you seriously when you don't care like one iota about the transfer portal.
It's a weird thing to do. That is the number 19 team in the Dirty Poll, the Clemson Tigers. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. We'll do our DNS AP top 10 NFL teams coming up bottom of the hour. But the mail sack is next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, we're having fun today.
I'll make it up. I got an idea.
What do you got?
For omitting Chris Olave. God forbid you omit Chris Olave's name.
I think people are mostly joking. It just cracks me up whenever
I blanked. I totally looked at that.
It happens all the time when you're live on the air, when you're like, who's the Saints' number one wide receiver? And I'm like, Michael Thomas, right? It's just your brain goes to what you're familiar with, and it's just funny. I love the immediate response from people.
I do, too.
That just it makes me smile.
I may name my I'm doing fantasy football. I'm back in.
You're back in with fantasy football this year.
Just when you think you're out, they drag you back in. I'm doing Dynasty League.
Are you going to talk to me about your roster?
I won't. I won't be that guy. Okay, right. I might say, hey, I know this dude because he's been really good just for show's sake. But, like, I won't inundate you with, my fantasy football talk. But,
Dirt, what do you think about my backup quarterback right now?
It's going to be a sick dynasty league. I might name my team the Fighting, or I might name them something like Chris Olave Oils.
Mmm.
Get it?
I see what you got
Olive
there.
Olive oil.
I see what you did there.
I'm sure that's real original.
I like that. All right. You guys ready to meal sack it up?
We're good.
See what we got?
But are we going to be
real good?
Real good. I hope when he pulls it, there's no chuckle. So when I made the Ken Barkley open, all of our drops, if you listen very closely,
you can hear me laughing in the background.
You have
I'm a yapper.
There's a dirt chuckle in almost every funny thing that we usually get on this show.
Shut the hell up. Somebody just turned my microphone
off. It's okay. They're all pretty funny.
Somebody texting, this morning show is missing a number one wide receiver. Hey-o! Garth Brooks once had an alter ego of Chris Gaines.
Yeah.
If you had an alter ego, what would his name be?
Ooh.
I mean, if some people, I would argue, my nickname kind of is an alter ego.
You're Dirt. I'm Swag. Yeah, I don't know what the alter ego's.
Sprague.
I'm Sprague.
Well, that's just your name.
I had a Jordan Watts for a while.
You did. You were Jordan Watts for a good run.
Jordan Watts there for a while.
Want to refresh listeners on why that was created?
I can't. No, I can't. No, legally, I am not allowed to. But I actually did have a fake name for a while there. Jordan Watts. Did you get the fruit fly?
I did not get the fruit fly.
God, I hate those things.
Mail sack question. You control the Pac-2's decision. Which one are you taking? A Big 12 offer for half share for 5 years, less travel, more robust power conference, or the ACC at a full share for a decade, more travel, and another conference with a pending collapse?
Big 12, because my half share is probably close to what my ACC share is in total,
yes.
And the Big 12 will at least be in it.
And it will force your basketball program to get serious or not.
I mean, will it, though?
I don't know. Easy.
Will it?
Easy.
That
we're going international
cool.
route this
that
year.
That Elite Eight run was cool. You guys had that Elite Eight run. That was cool.
Hey, when was your last Elite Eight run?
I don't know. We've been
before
to a final,
ours.
Been to a Final
Is that
Four.
The Ernie Kent era, maybe?
Hot seat era. Well, I mean, they got
not
to
really.
Four,
went to a Final Four with Dan Altman.
I don't know if pilot guys should be checking.
Why don't you go ahead and pipe down over there? Why don't you win a conference game, huh? Why don't you both win a conference
Whoa.
Game? And then we'll start talking, huh? How about that? You want to do that? You guys want to go win another CBI? Hey,
we at least get to play his team, but that could be dangerous for us.
This is the Big 12. It's not even close.
The Big 12, half share, 5 years.
Even if Florida State and Clemson stayed in the ACC, it's still the Big 12. I would still rather be in that conference.
Me too.
I just, the ACC in
the
West
ACC
Coast.
The ACC feels like what
doesn't make sense.
The Pac 12 was at the end of it.
Right.
It's like it's a dying star.
Yes.
You know, hey, what color is that star in the sky? It's red. Oh, that's not a good indicator that star exists anymore. It's actually, it's dying out. If it was a blue hue, then that's a young baby star. That's probably now a prime star. Yes. I want prime star.
Give me a prime star. Mail sack question. Your options are a five-star steakhouse or a five-star seafood restaurant. Let's assume you're near a known water source.
Okay, so like a Baltimore maybe or a coast?
Sure. Which one are you? I mean, I think it's assuming like
Maui.
You don't want to be a five-star seafood place in the middle of the country because you're like, hey, where's the fish coming from?
Oklahoma City?
Yeah,
good sushi?
Not trusting that. So you're near a body of water that you can get your fish from. Are we going five-star steakhouse or five-star seafood restaurant?
As long as it's not in Galveston, that dirty-ass water.
That dirty-ass water down there.
Charles Barkley ended up being right on that.
He absolutely did. They can't even swim down there.
No disrespect meant, there are some great seafood joints for sure. I'm just not a seafood guy. I'm going to go steakhouse here.
Okay.
I will go seafood every day of the week.
Kind of surprising me with that.
Yeah. I think I go steakhouse. I think I land on steakhouse. I got nothing against seafood. I love seafood. I cook fish all the time.
I can cook a good steak.
That's, you know, this is going to sound a little too braggy.
Hmm.
And I'm not certainly saying I'm up there with top steak chef. My wife doesn't like to eat steak at restaurants because she thinks I cook a pretty good steak. So
look
she's
at
like,
"You humble brag."
I know it's a nice little humble brag for me. It's like the sexiest thing about me.
Yeah,
but she's like, it's never really. It doesn't feel worth it.
Yeah, it's a very expensive meal.
Now I will say, my steak is not comparing to some of the upper echelon steakhouses.
Right. No. Right.
That we have here, but
I still think I lean steakhouse. Like if I'm at a place, if I could like my dream meal is just like give me like a perfectly cooked steak with like a baked potato. That's all I need.
Who has the better pasta between the two? You know what I mean? They both have a pasta.
You got to have a pasta
option.
Dish. You got to have a pasta dish.
So did you enjoy the shrimp cocktail, the steak more at St. Elmo's?
I enjoyed the steak more.
Because you didn't like the cocktail sauce, right?
Well, I knew what I was getting into.
Okay.
It brings.
It's a good
heat.
Spice, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Mail sack question. During the BCS era, college teams played 13 total games a year. You went to a bowl game. With the expansion of the playoff format, a team could now play 16 games. I think it's 17,
I thought it
actually.
Was 17.
Because you do 12 regular season games, conference title game, and then potentially four playoff games.
Yeah, if you
games.
Lose the conference title game but get in,
and
if you
win,
then you're going to only have to play three. But
yes.
If you lose it but get in and then make the run, it's 17.
17 games. Has the NCAA/BCS, ever BCS doesn't exist anymore, ever mentioned player safety as they add more games to the college schedule? Who is championing this issue for college student athletes?
I would say, well,
nobody.
They don't
nobody, have a, nobody, because is, they don't have a union.
They don't have
yet.
A voice. They don't have a union.
I would also counter, like, even the NFL, though, is absolutely lying to you about caring about player safety.
Nobody cares about player safety. We care about money.
They're adding another game to the regular season. You cannot tell me you care about player safety and you're like, hey, let's go to 18 regular season games.
Now, at least college, I will acknowledge, they do give two bye weeks for everybody. Everybody gets two bye weeks now with this new format, week zero and all that. So at least you got that, but nobody is championing players.
Did you see Jonathan Taylor wearing the soft chrome dome?
In the game.
Yeah. Someone said, hey, if you have to put a soft helmet on your hard helmet, maybe the hard helmet needs to be reevaluated.
Maybe it's not safe enough. Mail sack question. You're asked to cover a fringe sport. Do you pick Bassmasters fishing, darts, bowling, or cornhole? You're hired as a color analyst for the Ocho.
This is the easiest. Send me over to the German beer halls or whatever. I am covering darts. If you've ever seen this stuff in Europe.
Incredibly entertaining.
It's incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a zoo.
Now, do you have the chops to be a darts color analyst?
I think so.
You know enough about darts to go in and break it all down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to be able to subtract real fast.
And I can't do that. I'm out.
Who's going to be the funnier athlete to do interviews and cover, though? Because
darts is pretty good.
But remember the fishing thing? The weighted fish?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The guy's putting weights in their fish.
I feel like the fishermen got a little NASCAR in them. If you saw Joey Logano this week and calling Austin Dillon and chicken ass.
Yeah.
If I get that with some bass, that's chicken ass.
It's chicken ass, man. I think I choose cornhole. Get some redneck from Nebraska that's winning.
You might get the best quotes from the bass fishermen. I agree there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I think the whole spectacle of the thing, give me darts
well, but
all
also,
the time.
I get great crowds in darts. Some of those big darts events are super fun to watch.
Insane.
But I get to go fish. I get to go to the spots before things
That doesn't do it for
you're
me.
You're calling the Masters? You get to play Augusta beforehand?
You don't think Nance is playing around at Augusta?
Not the week of the tournament.
No. The media round is on Monday afterwards. They have the lottery. They have the lottery.
He's played Augusta before. You're not going to the end. You're not fishing that lake.
I'm fishing that lake.
Take your rod back.
Come on.
Mail sack question. If and when you get a divorce, I love the presumption there.
51%.
We just ain't real good.
That's perfect. Oh, I love that. I can't wait to play that for our teams.
Hold on. Give me one more. Was I laughing? Because I just laughed. Was I laughing?
We're good. We just ain't real good.
That's our show.
I tried to clip it. There was a chortle coming. I drilled down pretty close.
You never want a chortle coming.
Can you pair with me for getting Chris Olave and then ending with that tag as like a promo for our
Saints
radio
don't
show?
Have a number one wide receiver. We're good. We're not real
We're
good.
Not real good.
If and when you get a divorce, what fan personality are you living with for 6 months until the divorce goes through?
I wouldn't live with you because I see you every day. I couldn't do the same with Swag.
Who
Danny
would I
lives
live with?
Way too far.
I'd probably choose...
I think I'm going to go Rop.
Rop's a pretty good bet.
So the house is open?
I'm assuming...
And I get... Like,
I think if the divorce is happening, you can't stay in your house. You've been kicked out of your house.
I'm staying.
You have to go stay somewhere until it's finalized. Everybody's house is open.
So I'm going Rob because Rob will leave me alone.
Yeah, he'll
probably
do his own thing.
Want to talk to me after
playing
time.
Golf 5 days a week.
He'll be gone.
Yeah,
he's probably got great food situation. Probably a real new age kitchen.
Nice spot. He's got to have a nice house.
You know, like a touch screen on his refrigerator.
This is an easy pick. It's Isaac or Souk. Those are the two.
Well, the only reason I would maybe put Souk in it is because I bet you he's got a great toilet situation, like a Japanese auto flusher 3000. It's got a real, there's no toilet paper at his house because it's cleaning your, you know what?
Yes.
That would be a close second, but it's probably going to be Isaac. Also, no kids.
No kids, yeah. You don't have kids running around.
I'm going to have my own kids. Yeah. I'm going to have to go see them because I'm now on every other weekend situation.
You might get roped into one of their random vacations. Like, are you all of a sudden going to San Diego and playing Torrey Pines? Like, okay, fine. I guess I'm here.
Also, he's going to go to Vegas. There's a good chance he gets COVID, so he has to stay in Vegas.
Exactly.
Now I got the house to myself for a week.
Yeah, it's an easy call.
Yeah.
Last one, Mailsack for Dirt. How is your dynasty going in NCAA 25? Any natties yet? No natties yet. 4 years in at Georgia Tech. Things are trending in the right direction. We're building. Back-to-back top five recruiting classes. Two college football playoff appearances, although I've lost in the semifinals each time, and in the last semifinal I was in, I played Tennessee, and I threw three pick sixes, including a ceiling pick six, down 31-28.
You started Stetson Bennett? Did you pull him back?
It was a senior quarterback his last game in college, and that was it for him. He did not go out on a high note. He had a very good year for me, but did not go out on a high note. So 4 years in at Georgia Tech.
The gameplay is actually becoming increasingly annoying for some people I'm seeing. And I was talking to my buddy's kid who's really in on this game. I played it and he whooped my ass. And he was I forget what quarterback he was talking about, but he brought up the quarterback and he said, I hate that guy. And I go, well, why do you hate that guy? And he goes, well, I was playing a game the other day and I got kind of bored. So I just auto-simmed the game. And in the auto-sim, he threw eight picks. And I said, any game that auto-sims eight interceptions has a clear problem with it and needs to fix that system.
I mean, you knew it wasn't going to be perfect. There are a lot of things that you can nitpick about it. I will at least acknowledge that EA Sports, for the gaming nerds out there, they've been relatively aggressive on like patches and trying to fix things. Like, for example, Oregon State fan complained when the game first came out, your new stadium wasn't in the game.
It wasn't a complete stadium.
They have repatched it, so the new stadium is now in the game. Oregon's uniforms, the new ones, were not in the game yet. I think that was largely an Oregon thing. They wanted them to wait, but now Oregon's new uniforms are in the game. So they're doing little patches. They're fixing things. There were problems with roughing the punter and kicker penalties that they fixed. So they're showing the willingness to at least acknowledge, okay, this is what the community is saying. Let's try and adjust it. It's also not perfect. It's a video game and it's not going to be perfect.
Sure.
It's the nostalgia. I don't own it. It's enjoyable to play. And four years down at Georgia Tech. We'll start year five sometime this week. We'll see if we got time.
Who's going to win a natty first? You on the video game or the real Georgia Tech getting five-star recruits suddenly?
They're booming. It's in Atlanta, man. It's a hop. It's a sleeping giant of the ACC.
It's the Arizona State of the East Coast.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're in it. They're in the ATL. What are we doing? There you go. Good mail sack questions. Appreciate them every Tuesday at 8:15. Who are the top 10 teams in the NFL according to us? Idiots. Good, not real good. We'll find out next. All right, something I forgot to do about a half hour ago, because I forget things quite often. I wanted to make sure to shout it out. Meant to do it during the Daily Ticker, that the 2024 Cape Kiwanis Longboard Classic is back, baby.
It's a big deal.
It's a massive deal. The surfing competition draws over 200 competitors for a large crowd of onlookers on to the coast every year. Marks a major milestone in the growth of the vibrancy and growing of surf culture in the Pacific Northwest. And the three-day event... the 25th annual Cape Kiwanis Longboard Classic will be the 20th through the 22nd of September. You can head out there to Pacific City, Cape Kiwanis. The three-day event starts with live music on the Friday night, following by 2 days of nonstop surfing, including cross steps, cutbacks, nose rides, and the sounds of endless cheers from onlookers. Really cool event going on with our good friends at Pelican coming up the weekend of the 20th through the 22nd of September.
I get a little jealous of people when these go on, because we have great weather, as we've documented.
September is a great month.
About mid-October.
Yes, we do.
And, like, once football gets going, it gets increasingly difficult on weekends to be like, hey, let's go do this thing and go into the coast. Man,
it's already dawning on me and the wife. We were talking the other day, because I'm going up next weekend to Seattle with my dad, brother, and nephew, because the Giants are in town. And it's like, hey, we planned that out a long time ago. Then the next weekend, football starts. So the wife and I started talking a couple weeks ago. I was like, this is it. We got one more weekend to go.
I'm camping. Then I have a coast. And then I'm going to a storm game on a following Friday. And then it's Georgia Clemson 9 a.m. Saturday. And it's like,
let's go, baby.
Here it is.
It's here, man.
Labor Day weekend. No options.
So if you're not a football bro and you just want to go hang out, or you just want great weather, you want to go surf. Have you guys ever surfed? I've never surfed before.
I'm terrified.
Of surfing, are you?
I don't get in the ocean past my knees.
Okay.
But,
have you ever boogie board? You're a boogie board guy? Are you out on boogie boarding? That's a little bit closer to the shore.
I've snorkeled, and then when I went to Hawaii in 21, we realized we couldn't believe we snorkeled as much as we did. I'm kind of a terrified of ocean guy. Okay. I like to be at the beach. I love to be in the water to a point.
Up to the knees.
I have not surfed.
That's all you got.
Looks fun, though.
It does look like a great time. Let's do this. So you had this idea yesterday, and I wanted to get to this, where the AP poll came out, and I jokingly said after the show, like, it would be hilarious if we did this in the NFL, and you had ranked matchups. Like, what would the Packers versus Eagles be as a ranked matchup in Brazil on Friday night? We go in, like, number 4 versus number 9, number 5 versus number 7.
Oh, you have it as a top 10 matchup.
I think it's a top 10 match. Oh, okay. Well, so we thought we'd have the idea. Now, do we want to do the snake draft top 10? Is that how we're feeling here? Is that what you want to do? Kansas City first, and then we alternate picking top 10 NFL teams?
Let's do that. Everybody, look, whether they are number one or not, they'll be able to prove it. They've won back-to-back
Kansas City's number one. There's no debate.
Your team plays them. You're terrified. They have Mahomes.
Yes, they're number
one. Kansas City, numero uno.
Until they lose, they will be number one in the NFL.
Okay, so I'll let you start.
Okay,
and then I'll go. We'll get to 10.
Okay, and then we'll
tweet
it out.
Where we go here?
We'll tweet it out. We'll tweet it out when we're done with the segment. We'll see how stupid
we're
going to
piss more NFL fans off.
This is great. Who has the number one wide receiver? That's going to be my priority for ranking teams. Now, this might be controversial, and I will get called a homer probably a little bit for this, even though I'm not a diehard fan.
Okay.
I chuckle because I feel like for 3 years in a row, and we're doing it again this offseason, people are predicting the downfall. This is it. This is the end.
Okay.
To me, San Francisco is still a clear number two. They have one of the best head coaches in the NFL.
Yep.
They have a young and improving quarterback who is only getting better. You have one of the best running backs in the league. You still have a plethora of weapons. And at this point, I'm just going on. I think Brandon Ayuk's going to be back with a new deal or not. I don't see anything happening there. They want a receiver in return. Nobody's giving him a receiver in return. He's not signing off on the trade destinations. He's going to be a 49er this year. The defense still has a ton of talent, and I think the NFC's wide open. So until I see otherwise, and you can keep predicting the downfall, I haven't seen it yet. They were 12-5 last year, and in the Super Bowl again, I'm taking the 49ers number two.
Certainly understand it. I didn't have them number two, but I put them number two now since we're doing it this way. I'm going to put my number two team number three then. Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, league MVP. I think wide receiver is something they figured out last year.
They added Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Well, we'll see what that is. I'm anxious to see what it's going to mean for them. I just they're consistent. They're stable. If they're healthy, I'm going Baltimore.
Okay. I'm going to go a little bit off the board here with number four. Shake it up a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because this, you can kind of go anywhere from here. I feel like that's a pretty decent 1-2-3, like most Baltimore AFC title team, Niners Super Bowl, Kansas City Super Bowl.
I got a hotter number four than your number four, I bet.
Okay, my number four, the Lions are definitely a team you can consider. The Packers are a team you consider here at number four.
There's no turds here.
Some of these up-and-coming teams. I'm going to go with a team that we have forgotten, I think, and a team that found a way to go above 500 despite the injury to their quarterback, and he now looks like Marshall Mathers. And I'm going a team that when Joe Burrow was healthy, has only gone to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl. And this is like an every other year thing now. I think Burrow's back with a vengeance with his blonde hair in a division that they can absolutely win. I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals at number four.
Then my number five will be Green Bay.
Okay.
I'm high on Green Bay. I think Green Bay wins the NFC this year. They're the youngest or one of the youngest teams in the entire NFL. We talked about their targets earlier. I think they're loaded. If Jacob stays healthy, I think he's a great running back for them. And defensively, I think they're going to be good. So I'm going to take Green Bay at number five.
Okay. Forces my hand at number six that I have to bite a kneecap at this point. They were in the NFC title game.
Yeah, my number five.
They're still on the board. They're still there.
Got to do it.
We're going to bury some people this year. I feel like I'm getting good value here at number six with the Detroit Lions. A lot of people back for that team. And the coordinators all returning, which is a super underrated part for them. I'm going Lions number six.
Number seven, I'm going to go AP DNS preseason NFL top 10.
Oh, where are we going?
Texans.
Well, okay.
Stroud power, baby. We got three
Stroud power.
We got three wide receivers that are loaded. We're good at tight end. Defensively, my head coach is a defensive coordinator. I'm going to go Houston. I'm buying the hype. I like the Houston Texans at number seven.
I'm going a little bit off the beaten path here as well for number eight. Somebody's going to get bumped out of the top 10 because of some of these picks.
My top 10 is completely shaken up.
Number eight, that's where we're at right now, right? Number eight. I am going to go with a team that came this close to winning a playoff game, and their quarterback said it was one of the best environments he's ever played in, and a team that I think is slept on across the NFL, largely because of a retirement this offseason and other reasons I don't know, and I am taking the L.A. Rams.
I
think
nine.
Stafford is healthy. I know they've had some injury concerns at wide receiver in training camp. Their defense will take a slight step back without Aaron Donald. There's no doubt about that. I trust Stafford and I trust McVay, and I think we forget how close they were to beating Detroit in that wild card playoff game. Funny how different narratives are if they win that game. I'm taking the Rams number eight.
A snake draft of this caliber is going to leave a lot of fan bases angry. Certainly a team that I argued for earlier in the show probably deserves this, but this is sports radio. We get a little spicy.
Spice it up.
My number 10 team.
Then number nine. You got number nine, right?
Oh, I'm number nine.
You're number nine, I think. Isn't that how it worked out? I think Rams were eight. You're number nine.
Correct. Then Buffalo.
Okay, you go Buffalo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
thought I was at 10.
We just ain't real
good. We're at number 10.
Who is the most egregious left-out team for our last spot? Philly still on the board? Miami?
Miami needs to be in this conversation.
The Jets are still on the board?
Yeah, prove it.
Who else are we missing? How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys had a great record last year, certainly worthy of it.
The Bears, upstart Bears, Sam
Darnold. I have the Bears in my top 10.
And my Vikings, Sammy D.
You stop.
Sammy D.
You really buying that?
All right, number 10, final team.
Yep.
I got to do it. I'm dying on the hill. This hill I will always remain on. And they're going to win their division this year, and they're going to be a playoff team this year. They have the missing ingredient that they've needed for the last 3 years. They have answered the question. The number 10 team in the DNS AP preseason top 10.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Bring gas.
I love the Falcons pick.
Dirty Bird.
I'm Dirty Birding with you.
Dirty Bird.
I can't wait for Penix to replace
Penix. Or Penix. If another Achilles gets torn. Then you get Penix.
Oh.
All right. We'll tweet that out. How stupid are we? Who has the number one wide receiver? I don't know. We got poll questions. We'll send you on your way. Wrap it up on a Tuesday next on the Fam. All right. 8:49.
I definitely hate our top 10. If I was like a fan of one of the teams that should be in the top 10.
Who's the biggest snub? Miami, I mean, Philly, who's the biggest snub?
Dallas, Miami, Philly are definitely in this conversation.
Okay.
Even if you don't buy the Cowboys as a legit contender because of the Jerry nonsense.
I mean, they were 12-5 last year. They probably will win 10 games again this year.
Philly's got some really talented pieces. And they get to play the Giants twice and the Commies with a rookie quarterback. Miami, man, for all the criticism Miami's had because they haven't won a playoff game in 2 years, they've been an elite offense, and I don't know why that's suddenly going to stop.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Questions on defense, certainly, but they've at least been more consistent in the regular season. But some of this is turnover, right? The NFL is always telling us new playoff teams. So, like, putting a Chicago or putting an Atlanta, I don't really think it's that hot of a take. The talent's clearly there if they stay healthy. So.
No. I mean, look at Detroit a year ago. I know they were kind of a trendy pick, but they were a 500 team, if that, 2 years ago.
They hadn't made the playoffs.
And then they made the NFC title game. So you're going to get those new teams. The Packers were not a playoff team the year before.
I'll be curious to see, Dirt, which teams at the top of this conversation. Maybe it's San Francisco, right? But, like, Green Bay with the expectations. They're pretty lofty.
Green Detroit, Bay and Houston, massive expectations.
Baltimore, Houston coming in now after year one. What is Buffalo if they fall on their face without Diggs and their offense sputters? And
they're firing their head coach is what they're doing.
Well, that's not a question, man. Like, that's definitely going to happen. So
let's take a quick look at baseball. How did the Yankees lose 12-2 to the White Sox yesterday? How does that happen?
How did the Braves lose?
Have the White Sox beaten anybody by 10 runs this year?
They've only scored 10 runs.
That's a good question. Let me go look at that real quick.
I think two or three times
all season. They've gotten to 10 runs all year.
Exactly.
They did it
yesterday. So my guess is, no, that was probably the first time.
So what did they win by? 10 runs?
12-2 was the final, I believe.
I just have to go to a few of their wins.
In Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field.
ESPN breaks this up.
I know, it's stupid.
First half, second half.
It drives you nuts. You got to go to the other part of the schedule. I'm already terrified because they're teasing the Giants schedule. The White Sox are coming to town, and I'm like, oh, you cannot lose that. You cannot lose a game. You have to win all your games against the White Sox when you play them. They're that historically bad.
So far.
Can't let them off the hook.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Even the Rockies, they won 11-3.
11-3, nine runs. Yeah, not quite, or eight runs.
Aaron Boone didn't get fired. I'm surprised.
They should have turfed him out for that.
Best game today, Kirby against Skubal.
It's a good pitching matchup. Mariners are in Detroit coming off a sweep of the Mets with the wild card still in the, or not the wild card, well, I guess that too, but the division.
They're still
in the
wild card race.
There's still a couple of games back. The Astros have turned it on kind of at the same time. They're starting to play a little bit better too. Both of them got out to somewhat slow starts after the break, and so they're both heating up. It's going to be a fun division race the rest of the way. We got Giants and Braves. Do we get more than one run tonight?
I think we'll finally get some runs.
You guys get to Charlie Morton?
I don't know.
Morton's
a little up and down.
I mean, he's had a good year for his age, but he's going to be a little up and down. It's not a snail sale situation.
That was a good matchup last night.
Snail sale.
Snail sale.
So I think we get more runs today, but I'm prepared for the worst.
All right. Let's take a look at the poll results.
There are multiple polls? I think I only did the one. Oregon State?
Yeah. Will the Beavers be ranked at least once in the upcoming season? 63% of you say no. 37% say yes. I voted yes on that poll question.
I did too, and I understand the argument of early losses in the non-con.
It's a back-end thing. Back-end, 8-2, 9-1, 7-1.
That should get you in the top 25.
You got a shot.
Especially going into Boise State, that could be a 23 versus 25.
Sneaky little game right there. That will do it for us. Last show together for a while. You're going camping. You're out.
I am.
See you later.
Wish
me luck. Are you in tomorrow?
I am in tomorrow.
And then you're out.
And then I am
off. We're all out Thursday.
I am off to Hawaii.
And then I'll be back on Friday. But I will be here tomorrow. Swag will be here tomorrow. Have a great time camping.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Like the video on YouTube if you're watching. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in this morning. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you've not done so yet. Some good content from all of our shows. You can watch them all live there Monday through Friday. That will do it for us. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.